Hello to my truth and freedom-seeking friends. In this presentation, I will cover the topic of the 1040 income tax form extension. If you have filed that, why 99% of you do not have to file the 1040 form by October 15th anyways. Yes, this will surprise and delight you. Hang on till the end. I am Paimon Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. And for over 30 years, not only I have not filed and paid any federal income taxes, I've been teaching Americans like you to do the same legally and safely. If you've not been to our website, freedomlawschool.org, go there for more for you to be free. Now, let's get to the topic at hand about if you file for an extension, are you obligated to file income tax return? 99% of you will be a no, you are a free man or woman. Here is the application for automatic extension of time to file U.S. individual income tax return that many of you filed with the IRS before April 15th. It's Form 4868. Now, you go down to the actual form, which is a very, very short form here at the bottom here. That's all there is to it. Very short, small application for automatic. It's automatically extension of time given to you without any review by any human being to file a U.S. individual income tax return, okay? Now, if you look at this thing, there is no place for anybody to sign it. There's no signature of anybody. All it is, you put your name, address, your slave surveillance number, social security number, and on the four estimate total liability for 24, you can put zero. You probably did it already. Doesn't matter what you put on these things, really. As long as you send it in, you got that extension automatically as the form itself says. Now, this form can be sent by you to the IRS or your accountant or your neighbor down the street or your cousin or a total stranger. That's right. How? Because there is no signature on this form at all. Okay? So it's completely harmless form. You did not commit to anything by having this form sent to the IRS. Like I said, anybody else could send it on behalf of you falsely or correctly. So there's no obligation created by sending this form that has your information, but nobody has signed anything at all. Now, so with that, let's understand now why I'm talking about 99% of you do not have to fill out this 1040 U.S. individual income tax return to begin with. Let's go to 1040 form instructions that IRS provides us correctly. On page 8 of this form, about filing requirements, the IRS 1040 instructions says this. These rules apply to all U.S. citizens regardless of where they live and resident aliens. We will focus on the U.S. citizens part. U.S. stands for United States. But what does that word mean? It's a very critical distinction we have to answer later on, and that I will get you to momentarily. Okay? So to understand what that term U.S. means, let's go to Congress, the House of Representatives. This page, uscode.house.gov, is where this page is the United States Code. Is a consolidation and codification by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States, the federal government. It is prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. This is where you see all the federal laws, 54 categories or titles listed here. Title 1, General Powers. Title 3, President. Title 26 is the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws. This is the whole thing on paper. This is one of my three paper copies that I got actually of this book, The Bible of the IRS. Online, you can see this, all this tissue thin, tiny font, convoluted gobbledygook. Okay? We're going to go read it for ourselves. So easy. Hang in there. I made it so easy for you to understand, my friends. Okay? So, we're going to go now to Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, Federal Tax Law Book. Okay? And here we got to Part 1, Tax on Individuals. Every accountant will tell you the tax is imposed in Section 1 of the Internal Revenue Code. But to get a better clear understanding of it, we're going to go to the Code of Federal Regulations, in which the U.S. Treasury writes. Okay? Here it is, tax on individuals, CFR 1.1-1, income tax on individuals. Okay? And it says, Section 1 of the code imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States. We're going to focus on them, because that's what most of you think, that you are a citizen or resident of the United States. Well, we're going to get to this topic and solve this problem for you. United States has a specific meaning in law, and that will show you, that will shock you, very much surprise you. You'll love this, okay? Are you a U.S. citizen for tax purposes? Here it is. Let's take a look at this again from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. We're going to go to Section 7701, Definitions. Yes, there is this Chapter 79 only on definitions. So here we are, Section 7701, Definitions. When used in this title, what title? Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code they're talking about here, okay? So they define many terms that do not even need defining. Here we go now. A9 and 10, United States and state are both defined. Let's get to state first. The term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia, which is not even a state. Not only that, none of the 50 states are listed there. Well, why not? Because they were not meant to be there. Very simple. So let's go to the United States. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, yes, what land area does it cover, includes only the states, which now it means only the District of Columbia, and the District of Columbia again. So you have D.C. plus D.C., what do you get? Same thing, only the District of Columbia. Now I know, you're thinking, come on, everybody knows the 50 states are included in the definition of the term state. Everybody knows the United States includes the 50 states. You don't have to say it. Well, not so fast. Let's ask the U.S. Supreme Court about this very important question of definitions. In this case called Stenberg versus Carhart, which came out in the year 2000, they gave us a very clear, cautious explanation of this issue of definitions in laws or statutes. When a statute includes an explicit definition, like what you just saw, we must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. That's right. The ordinary meaning of the term United States and state are out the window. We're going to go by what the law says. And it is axiomatic, self-evident, obvious, that the statutory definition of the term, that means something decided or defined in law, statute, law, excludes unconstitutional stated meanings of that term. What's not stated, it excludes it. It's not there. So when you see here, United States, not being listed here, and does not include the 50 states or state, because it was not meant to be there. In tax law, this rule is even more stronger. Gould versus Gould, a unanimous tax case 9-0 that came out in 1917, okay, said this very strongly. In their interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, levying or imposing taxes. So in understanding laws that impose taxes, it is the established rule, well-known rule, not to extend their provisions of tax laws by implication or implying beyond the clear import of the language used, or to enlarge their operations so as to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. Something not specifically is pointed out, it's not there. And in case of doubt, they are construed most strongly against the government and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. That's clear cut, folks. You have a proof right there. 9-0 tax case of U.S. Supreme Court. So we know now the term United States in tax law only means the District of Columbia. Only D.C. citizens are that people that got to file income taxes. Now, I'll give you one example of the term 50 states being used in tax law to show you that Congress did not forget to put 50 states in the law. They knew about it. They just chose to leave it out for constitutional reasons. They had to do it this way. Look at this one. This is again from Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, Section 4612, Definition and Special Rules. Here we have Subchapter A, Tax on Petroleum or Oil. Okay? And here, it tells us, for the purpose of this subchapter, what subchapter? Subchapter A, tax on petroleum. Okay? And it defines many things like, look at this. United States is defined. Okay? The term United States means the 50 states. There it is! They did not forget the 50 states. If they want to list the 50 states, they can and do list it. And the District of Columbia, and a bunch of U.S. territories, and continental shelf areas, and even foreign trade zones are added. If they want to include them, they can and do include them in the federal tax laws. Okay? So now again, let me refresh you. When it comes to Title 26, okay, for definition purposes, when used in this title, the term United States of the U.S. means what? Means the District of Columbia. Yep. So why was it done this way? It's a longer story, but I'm going to show you this to you, this court case called Rubin and Allison versus Yvette, Tax Commissioner of Ohio. The term United States may be used in any one of several senses. One, it may be merely the name of a sovereign occupying the position analogous to that of other sovereigns in the family of nations, like America compared to Russia, France, Egypt, England, okay, Germany. That's, we often think about it that way. Number two definition is what they use in tax law. He may designate the territory over which the sovereignty of the United States extends. That's the United States they're talking about, because the government, the federal government, is a sovereign or king in the District of Columbia and other federal lands and property. Lastly, it may be the collective name of the states which are united by and under the Constitution. But the second United States, that's the one they use in tax law. Why? Because the 13 colonies, became 13 countries or states, okay, at the time of the American Revolution, okay, and they created an agent headquartered in Washington, D.C., to be known as the U.S. government, which they gave it 18 specific functions and powers that the states used to have to come up with common money, common defense, common immigration, common foreign relations, and so forth, okay? And for D.C. to be, this government to be independent of the states, they gave it a land later on, came to be known as Washington, D.C. So this federal government, having this as its home, could be independent of the states so that it would not be put under the pressure of any one state if it was located within any of the states. Okay? That's why it's a special territory. It's a district. Okay? And again, about the whole design, that's what the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution says, that the power is not delegated to the United States. That's the government of D.C. by the Constitution, nor prohibited by its states, are reserved to states respectively or to the people. That's right. The federal government is the government's limited powers. Okay? Now, so again, going back to it, now you see why when you said Title 26, Section 7701, that when used this title, you know, the word United States means only D.C. because it has to be that way. That is the way it is for it to be constitutional. Okay? So now you know this U.S. individual income tax return is not for you. It is not for the average American like you who filed that 1040 form. It's for people who are citizens or residents of Washington, D.C. They owe the income tax, not you. The people of the 50 states like you do not owe income tax to begin with. So you never, ever had to fill out this form at all or coming up by April 15th. Now, if you want to be a free person, here's what you got to do. Go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, and click on the 7 steps to regain your freedom and power. Never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely with a guarantee if you wish. You click on 7 steps and take you down each of the steps like you see, you know, as coming up right here. Okay, here's step 1, follow the law. Yep, we show you right here how income tax is not required to be paid by you or other people of the United States. We got these 12-page brochure, 2 versions of this 12-page brochure available. Download it for free. We'll mail it to you for free. And you can share the link on the right side. Copy and paste the link to share it with your friends and family members. Love them. Educate them also, okay? And then after knowing the law is on your side, you're not required to file a pickup tax, then you go to step 2. And you got to see and understand that you put the rope around your neck when you sign a 1040 form. Stop doing that. That is how you end up owning all this money, because you state under oath and confess that you owe the IRS money. Don't give them the power to screw with you, to mess with you. Don't fill out the forms again ever in your life. And it's IRS forms. And here, you see that the IRS is a Wizard of Oz creation of the corrupt major media. They got you scared, just like Dorothy and her friends, okay, in the Wizard of Oz. Don't be afraid. You've been programmed to pay income taxes you never really owed in the first place. They push your buttons of fear. They tell you to pay your taxes, file early, get panic, stress, fatigue, anxiety. That's how they get you to become a slave, okay? So you want to, you know, go to our steps, like step 3, understand these things also. Step 3 is a very key step because it leaves you free of the fear of the IRS. You realize they're based upon bluff. That's how they get you to file a 1040 form and confess You owe the IRS money by putting a rope around your neck. No more of that for you. Okay? Now, if you have a withholding from your paycheck by your employer, go to our website and free yourself from income tax withholding. I have a video on the topic here with instructions and sample forms there for you to stop money being stolen from your paycheck by your boss, your company. So it doesn't go to the IRS. So you can file, you have to be forced to file the form to get a little bit of that money back. We're going to cut them off at the pass, but stop withholding legally on using it on our website. Step four, you got to realize IRS is a myth. It's Godzilla. Is an image. It's not real. IRS is really a toothless little lizard, especially for non-fathers. If you don't file. You see, my friends, you can take courage from our victories that no student of Freedom Law School has ever gone to prison for federal taxes, nor had their paycheck or bank account levied or home or business seized by the IRS. I've done this since 2001. I'm not filing income tax myself for over 30 years. So you can be free. We have a track record of proven success to help you live free, for free if you want to, okay, or with our assistance. Step five, you got to stop paying tribute to the beast. Don't need to worship him or be afraid of the IRS. No, no, no. Be a sovereign, free man or woman. You have the right and the power to live free. God gave you life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Be free. You choose to be free if you stop worshiping the beast and instead you question authority. You write to your Congress members and you file paying up tax only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income taxes. This is how you safely can free yourself from our deception, robbery, and slavery. So, and the forms are right here on step five about individual income taxes, employment taxes, self-employment taxes, and 1099 forms. Here's an example of a petition about the income tax issue, okay? We are writing to all your three representatives and senators. They are here, fill them in on our website for free. Okay? And in the letter, you tell them that you spell out that I believe every person should pay their fair share of income taxes according to the law. If I'm wrong, tell me, and I will gladly pay my fair share of taxes. Yep. If I'm wrong, then show me. But if I don't, you need to stop these crooks from taking the money of the American people like me. The law is quoted, listed, and attached to these petitions to all your three congressmen to show you if you're wrong. And not one has ever shown any of our students that we're wrong about these. Yep, the truth is there, but we gotta dig it up. Now you can do it on your own or join hands with other freedom seekers like yourselves. Yep, you can do that if you're of this founding father type of person in heart and mind. You believe in freedom. You have the privilege of being part of a Restore Freedom plan available to you. Yes. You could have 100% guarantee when you legally stop filing and paying income taxes as long as you are a member of the Restore Freedom Plan. Freedom Law School will prevent the IRS from limiting your money, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you and you will not go to prison. Nothing like it exists out there. Nobody has a program like this. We're the only ones at Freedom Law School that can offer you that kind of freedom, that kind of guarantee, with that kind of a success track record over 20 years, okay? So, but remember, be in modern-day Paul Revere and arm the American people you know with the truth, with the law, and American families and people will be glorified and be successful once again. But it's up to each one of us to be Paul Revere and love and spread the truth. Our brochures here, we send it to you at no charge. We have Restore Freedom brochure, Follow the Law, and Fast Track Your Success. Okay? Same content inside, just a different outside cover. Some people are interested more into the freedom part of it, Restore Freedom. Some people are more into keeping more of their money. Either way, it gets their attention. So they'll read the brochure and be free. Go and call us at freedomlawschool.org or our website, or 813-444-4800. 813-444-4800. We give you as many of these brochures if you want for free to share with others and pass them out and restore freedom in America. And lastly, remember, what you want to do as you drive around on your car around town, listen to our website, the videos here, the 7 steps, and educate yourself to be free. I love every one of you to be free, but I cannot do it for you. You have to choose freedom. It is your free agency, your choice to take the shackles off of the 1040 form and be free man or woman again. With that, I give you my love, and I wish for you to, as you drive around, put our videos up, listen to the video when you get to work or home, then watch again, and one day you'll say, I am free, and you will be free at freedomlawschool.org now. Okay, my friends, I'm back with you now to answer your freedom questions to help you live free now. Every Tuesday night, I'm here after the topic that's covered to answer your specific questions about your situation you're having with a government agency like the IRS, state income tax agencies, to help you live free. And we don't end this thing until everyone's questions are answered. And remember, it's the law that you go by. The government is the one that wants to be lawless. They're going to have to use their power that they got. The IRS, the DOJ, okay? The IRS is, it's really slavery. And U.S. Department of Injustice, DOJ. That's what they've become. So are we ready to take questions right now? I think we got a little technical problems coming up. But I want to tell you guys about the vault, the event that Patrick McDavid had. And that was last week, Monday morning, registration all the way through Thursday evening. It was a good event. And there's going to be events like that across the country more. So what we want to do, by the way, is to have you reach out to these events across the country and go there and talk to people. These brochures are your way of educating, informing other people to wake up, to be free, to not be slaves. I mean, I just, myself, I went out there, talked to people, and I think any kind of a business convention of any sort is good. I heard about this cement convention from somebody. I thought, oh, wow, cement convention, huh? People that do cement have conventions. Well, there are people there that are working. They're there to be successful. They want to be more successful, do better. So any kind of a business-oriented convention you can think of across America, let us know. And we will mail you these brochures at no charge. Restore Freedom, 12 pages of beautifully written, easy-to-understand, big print. See, the law is right there, nicely put out. Here it is. I'm going through it. You see, the gray area is my explanation of the law that you see on there. Below that, that was the law, statutes at large, codes by federal laws and the Supreme Court decisions. Here's some more. Here's some 1913 old laws. Okay. Here it is, a 1040 confession form, trap form, and the seven steps to be free in summary fashion. Okay. Nothing that long, nothing that complex. You talk to people and get the contact information, maybe take a picture with them, selfie, to know who each other is, and go out there, be the messengers of truth. America needs modern-day Paul Revere's like you, who are able to and interested to go out there, reach out to American people, excuse me, and educate them with the truth and the law and empower them to live free. Are you ready yet? Nope. How many more minutes do we need, you think? Okay. So, until we get the call number situation fixed up, I'm going to answer some questions. John, let's go get the questions online. People are messaging us on there. Get some of those questions answered until we get those things fixed up. Let's see now. Okay. Somebody asked, did Senator Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio ever get your congressional letter, and what was their response? I don't know. I mean, there's, 435 of these people out there in Congress, in the House of Representatives, and the U.S. Senate. And people don't always send it all to us. We cannot physically, possibly, track every one of them. Okay, we don't know that. But the answer is, at this point, no, I don't think so. Most often, sadly, they do not represent you, the American people. They represent the interests of the big banks and corporations and powerful moneyed special interests that buy them off to advertise and get your votes. That's how it's done, unfortunately. So I don't know the response of those two people. Let's go back up. I think there was another question. I'll go above that, guys. Go back up. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. Now, this person says, I used your letter to representatives a year ago. Sent them out to senators and my congressman. Crickets. No response. That tells the story. Very true. That's right. Three Jeep deep. That's right. And they're written in the law, by the way, that you could not go to court to ask questions about taxes. You want to follow the law? You cannot go to court. Courts are closed. And if you write to the IRS about it, the executive branch, guess what? The IRS is authorized to claim your argument is frivolous and just punish you. And just shut up. Just get out of here. And the courts can, on top of that, fine you, punish you some more for insisting on an answer. So where were the people supposed to go? The executive branch is closed. The judicial branch is closed. Congress is supposed to represent us, we the people. They're not answering us either. So that's a real problem because we have practically no representation in our government. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go now and take your question. The cell phone act up. Here we go. All right, we got several callers right now. Let's put the number on the screen, the caller number. If you guys have a question, like, the screens are not working right. I'm only on one screen only. Okay, the numbers we have to call are, let's see, the callers are area code 858, followed by a caller from area code 213. There's another call from area code 516. And the number to call on your screen if you have a question is 424-552-1299. And then press 1 on your telephone keypad again, 424-552-1299. And then press 1 on your keypad to be connected to get your question answered. Okay? Call from area code 858. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Are you there from area code 858, caller? Okay, I don't hear him. 858 area code caller. One more try. Are you there? Okay. We're going to put him on hold and come back to him later on. We're going to go to a caller from area code 213. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. I don't hear me. I think we have maybe a system problem here on our end, perhaps. Yeah. We have to restart, I think. Oh, wow. Sorry about that. We have to restart the video also, or just the thing? Okay, so those of you in the call-in studio, we have to restart. We have some kind of a sound issue that I don't hear you guys. It's not your fault. It's not your problem. It's ours. That's going on. We're going to fix that technical problem, and so we can take your questions momentarily. But anyhow, just so you know, I believe we're at the cusp of greatness in reaching American people and waking them up and take our country back. You know, Charlie Kirk. He was assassinated. Why? You know, he was waking up. He was starting to realize, you know, what's going on out there and speaking about it. Okay? So more and more people are recognizing the problems that exist out there that they're not being addressed, like the Epstein list. Okay? Yeah, Epstein list was a blackmail list. So the reality is that I've been at this fight for over, actually, now 40 years. I've been a libertarian since the 80s. And so I've seen how the U.S. government was corrupt then, but it's gotten much more corrupt as the decades has moved on. However, they have become also more public about their corruption. Okay? So that's the good thing about it, is that people are seeing their brazen exposure of the corruption of the system. And because of that, people are waking up. And at the end, we have the power to take our country back. Is it working now? All right. Let's try again right now. We're going to start from area code 858. Call it one more time, which we had trouble hearing you. Are you there from area code 858? Please announce yourself.
Hi, this is Barbara. Are you able to hear me?
I'm able to hear you, but let me see. I can hear you on the phone, but not on this thing. Give me a second. We're going to fix that problem. Okay, hold on a second. We're going to fix that sound issue. Okay. Yes, Barbara. How did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Hi. I found out about you guys several years ago. I think it was at maybe Reawaken.
Okay.
The Reawaken conference.
Okay. And how may I help you?
I'm just calling because we've been following your suggestions for a few years now. So we have not filed a 1040 form because we do not live in D.C., however, we just received a notice from the IRS saying that we filed a 1040 and that we owe $7,000 in federal taxes. And we're very confused because we never filed anything, except we did file with our state because we live in California. So we do file with our state, but we mail that in. So we're very confused how the federal IRS would have our information and why they would say that their records show we filed a 1040. The numbers that they show on their form to us are correct. So how would they get that information?
That is a very good question. And I'd like to ask that you stay in touch with Freedom Law School to further find out why down the road. First of all, I've seen the IRS being incompetent and send letters like that, even though the person has not filed anything with the IRS. So it could be that. Secondly, as you said, the numbers could be based upon what you get to California. Maybe California is sharing those numbers with the IRS. I'm not sure about that. Mm-hmm. That is a potential explanation. But we would not know about that until down the road. You said the numbers that the IRS came after you would be approximately right if you had filed with the IRS?
That's correct.
Okay. Maybe they got it from FTB, California Franchise Tax Board. But then again, even if they so, it does not matter. Because you did not file a 1040 confession form declaring and confessing under oath that you owe the IRS any money. So that letter is bogus as a $3 bill. The IRS will continue, I imagine, to send you collection letters, which are toothless. At the end, before the IRS attempts to take any of your assets or funds, bank account, paycheck, anything, they have to send you a letter by law called the Final Notice of Intent to Levy and Notice of Your Right to a Hearing within 30 days. And that letter, okay, you can, they give you a form that you can fill out, ask for hearing within 30 days. And if and when you do ask for a hearing, by law, they cannot take anything, any of your money whatsoever. Okay? So you're protected during that process from the IRS taking any of your money. And it will come out during that hearing that, hey, where do you get this money from? They said, well, you filed the tax return. You tell them, no, I did not. And guess what? They'll fall apart because they're going to look for a tax return. They're supposed to prove the burden of proof is on the IRS to show you that the taxes claimed you owe were confessed by you against yourself on your 1040 tax 40 they refer to. And unless they can produce that actual copy of the 1040, not their computer printouts that may claim you had filed anything with the IRS, they need to produce the actual tax return. They fail, and all that tax money will be zeroed out anyways. You'll be just fine, Barbara. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. All right. Let's see. Before I go to 213 area code caller, let me make a list of people with questions. Area code 516 caller. We have a 573 caller. And then another call from area code 860. So 213 area code caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hi, Paymon. This is Monica. Currently, we just relocated back to California to care for an aging parent. We haven't filed in our previous state for 2 years. And we followed your seven steps, which is wonderful. Thank you for providing that information. And sorry, we found you on Rumble. So we also, for my last two jobs, I sent in your 17-page packet, claimed exempt. No taxes were taken out, so that was great. I didn't file with the state I didn't file with state taxes in that state, because it piggybacked off the federal taxes. So now we're in California. I know how vicious the California Franchise Tax Board can be. We would love to not be here, but like I said, aging parent, been in the same house for 60 years. They kind of want to live out their days here. So wanted to find out. I just did an online through a payroll system for a new job that I just started this week. Did the same thing, claimed exempt on the online thing, getting my 17-page packet together to mail to them as well. But I did have the option online with them to claim exempt, basically, for my California state taxes. Mm-hmm. So I think I have a little bit of fear around that because I know how this tax board can be, and the system here is very corrupt, as I know you've mentioned many times, and I just wanted to get your advice on that.
Well, what aspect of this, you have a question about the withholding issue, or down the road, the California franchise tax could potentially come in and take your money? Which one are you referring to?
I think I'm referring to, I have the opportunity. I haven't received the first paycheck. I can go back in online. I didn't claim exempt for my California taxes when I was filling out all my information. So I can go and change that. I guess my question is, does California piggyback off the federal taxes as well?
Yes.
So am I going to be okay by not filing taxes in California? But like I said, I know they're very vicious and corrupt out here. And my concern is that it wouldn't matter, that they would still try to come after me.
Yes, but even if they do come after you, you can, you know, keep them off your back for a couple of 3 years anyways. Yeah, so they're fairly organized, not just corrupt, but they're organized and quick. Yeah, it's not just they're corrupt. IRS is corrupt too, but the IRS is very lazy, disorganized, and incompetent. FTB is very organized and quick. So the problem is that, you know, I don't know how long you're going to stay in California, because heaven knows how long your parents will live. So, you know, you may want to pay state income tax for a little while to, you know, keep California off your back for a couple, 3 years. And then after that, when you feel comfortable that, you know, you might be moving, when you believe that you'd be moving out of California soon, maybe the next couple of years, then at that time you can just stop. But at this time, that probably would be the more cautious thing for you to do with California.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Monica. All right, let's go to the 516 area code caller. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Are you there? Call from area code 516.
Yeah, my name is Chris.
What's your name?
Chris.
Chris. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Chris?
A long time ago. I don't know, a very long time ago, with Joe Bannister, and even before Rumble was created, like long time ago.
Okay.
So.
Very good. Very good, Chris. And how may I help you, my friend?
I've spoken with you when before the gray hair, because I'm getting grays myself. I've aged quite well, too.
Thank you.
So, I have a couple of questions. First, I want to ask you, mm-hmm. is this like a secure line to ask questions? Like, because I know I'm calling on a cell phone, IP address. Can the IRS, like, find me or kind of thing? I'm just kind of asking, am I safe? Is it a safe kind of thing?
This is a public call. So, potentially, if the IRS wanted to, they could work hard, very hard, and potentially be able to get the information about who calls here. But that's almost nearly impossible. They have to have a grand jury issue a subpoena to the ISB and all these company, cell phone company, to get that information or call in studio. And that grand jury does not get involved with that. Number one. Number two, there's tons of people they could get, you know. So it's extremely, extremely unlikely for that to ever happen. You got to remind yourself this, everybody. Okay? IRS has to deal with 80 million plus non-filers. That's right, 80 million plus non-filers who make above the minimum exemption amount to file a 1040, they believe. There's no way they can come after even a fraction of you. They don't. Get it out of your head, this myth, that if you don't file a pay income tax, IRS will come after you. They come after a very tiny amount of non-filers because they have about 20 tax court judges. They have to send you as a non-filer a tax proposal and let you go to tax court and challenge the IRS with a full-blown trial before a judge. They simply do not have enough judges to do that. They will be completely overwhelmed. It's impossible. So leave you alone. Okay, so Right. Don't worry about that. You got a question, ask it. You can always use a pseudonym if you want on these calls if you want. But they're not going to go do that because, look, everybody down the street in America is walking, worried about the IRS. Uh-oh. I hope IRS doesn't audit my tax return. I wasn't sure if my accountant was competent. I'm not sure if I included this extra side income I had. Gee, I wonder, oh, wow, there may be some mistakes what I did. Oh, gosh, I hope IRS doesn't come after me, audit me, because I'll get in trouble. Everybody thinks that to a different degree. Okay, you're not the only one. So get it out of your head. They're going to come after filers far more than non-filers. Filers confess to have owed IRS money. They claim exemptions, deductions, expenses. They claim credits. All this kind of gimmicks and games that the IRS could say, no, prove it. And the burden of proof is on you to prove every exemption, credit, deduction, expense that you claim, and all these schedules that you filled with your 1040 tax form. So if they are going to come after somebody, it'll be the filers, not the non-filers. You'll be fine, Chris. What is on your mind, my friend?
Well, I haven't filed for a very long time, but I've been a 1099 worker. I'm on Social Security. I don't believe it's anybody's business of what I make, especially not the IRS or the Social Security. The question I have is, I want to get an LLC, and I'm going to probably have to get an EIN number from the IRS. I'm going to be like a sole proprietary business owner. I'm not going to have other people to work for me. I'm kind of curious how you did it because you set it up. I remember it used to be .org, greenlawschool.org. So an organization like a church doesn't have to file anything. I don't know how Social Security is taken care of. I'm already on it. I don't report anything to Social Security because, like I said, it's still, they're very manipulative. I still want to have my benefits because, you know, they just want to keep making money off of me, like you said, slavery. So I guess my question is, how do I go about keeping myself safe? Because all I've gotten is 1099 jobs. That's all I really care about at this point. I do have some businesses that I do want to get started. That's why I do want to do an LLC. But how did you set up Freedom Law School, if you don't mind me asking? And well, what do you think the best way is?
Freedom Law School is different than you. You cannot equate me with your situation. I'm a leader of a movement, the Free America. I'm on the magnifying glass all the time. I've been under criminal investigation and other investigations for over 30 years, my friend. Okay? So what I do is much more than you need to do. Okay? You can go ahead and do LLC if you want to, and that'd be just fine. Not a problem. There's way too many of you. Okay? And they know they cannot get all of you. Just way too many people. Okay? It's just like, you guys got to watch. You guys, let me ask you something, Chris. Have you listened or watched our Step 3 videos? Have you?
Step 1, 2, 3, you said? Or Step 7?
Step 3. Step 3.
7. No.
Okay. That is what you need to do. Most of you need to go through our 7 steps to free yourself of our deception, which leads to fear. With that fear, they rob and control you. And that deception is that Irish will get you. Whoa, monster! Irish will eat you alive! Gotta get out of here, folks. Step 3 is recognize Irish is based upon deception and bluff. Bluffing you. That is what their game is. Way too many Americans, not enough of these agents. And most Irish agents are simply low intelligence, simple clerks. Do simple things like type tax return information on their computers. Answer some phones, get some basic phone answers. They're lazy. They take long coffee breaks. No one holds them accountable to work efficient or hard. Okay? They're not like you in the private system, the enterprise, that if you don't work hard, they'll fire you. Okay? So, you know, just do what you want to do. Live free, brother. If you really want to be safe, then the solution for you is join hands with other freedom seekers like yourself, the America's modern-day founding fathers, and become a Restore Freedom Plan member. Then you get the 100% guarantee that you want with unlimited consultation. We do all the legal work. You know, we pay the attorneys. You will not go to prison. And if they take your money, we'll reimburse you in full whatever IRS took from you so you have no risk. So that would be a better way to move forward. Make your money. Make millions. Don't worry about it. Don't restrain yourself. Think big. Okay? Rather than making less money, say, I'm going to keep it by myself and I'll just do it on my own. How about if you make a lot more money and take 30% of what you would have paid the IRS to restore freedom plan, to restore America to freedom, to fund freedom. Like the founding fathers, people funding George Washington, James Madison, Jefferson, Franklin. They had funders, patriots that gave them money to support the work they were doing. You can do that and make all the money you want to make without restriction of this, that, you just go do it. They will leave you alone. Fine. Chris, make gazillions, brother. Okay. And then you get the other 70%. You get to keep it. Don't worry about it, with safety, and go make gazillions more. All right, Chris, do what you want to do, my friend. Any other question?
So you want me to go through the 7 steps? Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah. Step 3 is the one. Okay. I mean, you know Joe Bannister, my student, the former gun-carrying IRS special agent who quit the IRS in 99, exposed the IRS as fraud.
I got sent the CD. I remember you mailed it to me, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listened to that.
So, yeah, you have that, but you got to go through 7 steps I put together, which makes it really easy for you to understand all this stuff. Okay? And one of the common things I see, people have not gone through the 7 steps on our website. You know, and the step 3 is one of the crucial steps. Okay? I'll share my screen. Start with 7 steps. Okay? So here we go. Step 3 is what? Is realize the IRS operates on deception and bluff. Okay? So once you understand this, you will not live in fear. You live in peace and joy and happiness. You'll be de-brainwashed, okay, of all the IRS's mighty powers they pretend to have, okay?
I just want to tell you, I got married in the Philippines, and I got married in that country, but if the immigration is a whole other subject, but the question that I wanted to ask, as far as if she did come here, I mean, I didn't go to Social Security and show that I'm married, but would I be able to get more money or that's...
Well, I mean,
she's in the Philippines right now.
Well, I mean, you can get more money. I don't know what you mean by that question.
My understanding is if someone's on Social Security and they get married, I think here, I'm not sure. I got married in the Philippines. But maybe if they got married here, maybe it's different, but they give, Social Security gives you more money, I think.
Chris, you haven't paid in the system for all these decades, over two decades. Why do you want to take more money out of this corrupt system? Don't give to socialists. Don't take from them. Rely on your manhood, brother. You're a creative man. You're a powerful man. You have these business ideas. Do that. Don't try to chink the system a little bit. Let the crumbs go. Go after the big money. Okay? That's what you want to focus energies on, not to preserve the little bit that you got. But go after the bigger opportunities out there, which you're able to do, brother. Do that. Don't worry about that. I don't give advice on how I get people to get more money from the corrupt socialist system. This whole socialist system control needs to go away. Right? Why should I want to help perpetuate it? You don't want to perpetuate it either. Don't worry about it. Okay? What else?
Okay, then how do I get my wife over here? Because that's the whole story. I talked to a lawyer. They said she has to be here for 3 years to become a citizen.
What's wrong with that? Her being a citizen for 3 years. What's the big deal with that being 3 years?
I don't know if she's going to be okay being away from her family. I'll talk to her about it. I didn't have that conversation yet with her, but I will. And then they're saying I got to show them my my 1040, but I don't have any of that stuff. You know, immigration says they, you know, want to know if I could support her, but nah.
For that part, you can get anybody, a friend, neighbor, relative, coworker, to be a co-sponsor. Believe it or not, you can do that.
Yeah.
It'd be just fine. Use their tax return, and that'd be no problem. All right? Any other questions, Chris?
Okie dokie.
You good?
No, but I appreciate it, man. I understand.
You're welcome, my friend. Thank you for your question.
Thank you, Pema.
You're welcome, Chris. We're going to go next to the 573 area code caller. You're live, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hi, Paymon. My name is Molly, and I found out about you, I think, just searching the web, YouTube. I saw your videos, and that's how I found out about you.
Very good.
So I have a question. My husband and I are 59 and a half, and we're going to be withdrawing not a lot of money, but we're going to withdraw one of our 401ks, traditional 401k. And I'm wondering, we're non-filers, but I'm wondering if are they going to take income taxes right off the top of that, or would we be expected to file and pay taxes on it when we would file?
You can take that money out, Molly, and enjoy it. Custodian of the 401k account, okay, because you're 59 and a half years old, will not steal or withhold any of that money that they'll give to you, your own money. And if you do not file, no different than most Americans who some third party lies about them to the IRS and issues a W-2 to the IRS, falsely telling the IRS they gave them a taxable income of this amount, or 1099 form to the IRS, lying, saying, I gave this person this much 1099 on a 1099 form. IRS doesn't use those things anyways for non-filers. They use them against filers to make sure you did not make a mistake on a 1040 form. So you're free.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's wonderful. One more quick comment.
By the way, let me clarify. You know, they over 99.9% of non-filers that leave alone. Not every single one in America, but they basically leave you alone for the most part. Okay, so that's not a big deal any more than your regular job. You make a W-2 from your employer. Okay.
Yeah. Do you recommend like a private law trust? Do you to protect your assets from the IRS? Do you recommend that, getting your money out of a regular bank account into like a trust?
You don't need to do that. You don't even need to go there. Okay? Because IRS leaves most non-filers alone. You're going to on your own do that. Or become member of the Restore Freedom Plan membership. That way you protect your 100%. If you do that for the express purpose of not paying the IRS, you are setting yourself up potentially for tax evasion, criminal charges, going to prison for 5 years because you deliberately hid your money from the IRS to pay the taxes that you believe you owed, but you don't want to pay. So no, you don't do that.
Oh.
You can set up a trust for proper estate planning, to pass things on to your children and grandchildren, because you're going to go before them, just like I am. That's perfectly legitimate, fine to do. I do recommend that for people who have assets, who are older, to do estate planning. Avoid probate, which is a court for people who passed away, to figure out who are the heirs of the person to get all their wealth and assets they got. So you ought to do estate planning, trust for their estate planning purposes. Don't worry about the IRS part, okay? If you want to be safe from the IRS and be the guarantee, do the Restore Freedom Plan. The money you paid your trustee to sell your trust, invest that into the Restore Freedom Plan. And the minimum membership is $2,000. You don't sound like a very high-income person to me from what you say. So membership would not be that much. Maybe maybe $3,000 a year, okay? So I recommend do not do anything that could be easily interpreted by the IRS as tax evasion.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I really appreciate you a lot. I watch your program every week, and I'm always reading through the steps and all that stuff. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you very much, Molly, for calling. Okay, and by the way, if you do watch this regular basis, Molly, call us. Let us send you these Restore Freedom brochures out, either one of them or both, okay, at no charge.
Okay.
And pass them out to people you know, family, friends, coworkers, have it in your living room on the table, sitting there, you know. Pass them in front of supermarkets to people out there, your dentist's office, your mechanic's office, doctor's office. Get them out there and listen. I want you to make extra income, okay? Put on the back your name and phone number, or we give you a private and nine-digit number. So when they call and join, we pay you, thank you, reward you, acknowledge you for opening your mouth, reaching out, and loving another human being, empowering them to live free. Okay, Molly?
Okay. I like that idea. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My
Thank
pleasure,
you.
Molly.
Thank you. God bless you, Trevor.
Yeah, God bless you. Yeah, you know, folks, before you get too old, like in your 80s or 90s, while you're still in your 50s, 60s, 70s, go out there, and or even young people, reach out and love someone. AT&T used to have a saying, the commercial, it says, reach out and touch someone. Well, I like to say, reach out and love someone. Reach out and bless someone. With education, with truth, okay, at your fingertips while you restore freedom for all of us. So have fun, you know, doing this, my friends. And believe me, you're going to be feeling so good about yourself and what you've done, what you're doing. And your pocketbook will be very happy. You can catch up with your bills, have some savings, you'll be happier. You have a better, nice quality of life, eat better food, okay? You know, do more of the things you want to do, okay, nicer life, because you went out and blessed somebody with love and truth, okay? All right, 860, you could call. Before I get to you, let me put the number on the screen first. After 860, area could call. We have nobody on the waiting list. You could get your question answered next. After 860, area could call. The number to call is put on the screen, guys, okay? Is area code 424? That's not coming up, okay? I've never remembered. Okay? All right, well, let's take 860, area code caller. Give your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I was getting a little bit of rumble. I wasn't sure if you were me. This is Debbie, and I'm heard about you during the COVID Reawaken tour with Clay Clark and down in Tampa, Pastor Roddy Brown.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
Yes, Aubrey.
How did Pastor Rodney Brown got related to Freedom Law School?
How is he related?
Yeah.
All I know is that that's how I heard about you at the Roddy Brown. That's where Clay Clark was hosting a Reawaken tour.
At that event, you met somebody that told you about Freedom Law School? Is that what happened?
Yep.
Very good. Very good. All right. Good job. All right. To our friends who were there. See, folks, people went to, I know some of my friends went to the event. I couldn't go. And to Roddy Brown event in Tampa area. He's a very famous Christian pastor. And they shared about Freedom Law School. And Debbie listened. And Debbie said, I'm going to know more. I'm going to educate myself. I'm going to be free. I don't want to pay the swamp and criminals in D.C. any money. And here she is now, free and asking questions. So, Debbie, what is in your mind?
So, I'm thinking, if I'm born a natural citizen of America, and IRS is a law that, you know, somehow just because I was born in America, I'm supposed to file IRS, why don't they teach it in school and have a certification?
Why? Because the big banks and corporations don't want to enslave you and rob you. They don't want to stop enslaving you, stop robbing you. They want to be rich as they can. So they, over the decades, they bought off the companies, the few major companies that put out the school books out there that most schools buy their books from, to keep you dumb, keep you ignorant, and keep you as a slave so that they can be poor living off of you. That's simple. The school curriculum in America is controlled.
In 1972, I moved from Florida to Connecticut, and I was amazed at how the history books had a completely different biased opinion. And back in those days, in the summer, they would have book fairs, and our parents would go to the schools, and they would look at the books that they were going to use 2 years from now because they had to go get printed. And so what one county used for books could be completely different from another county and definitely from one state to another state. And then I went to Connecticut, and their view of the history of the Civil War was just totally, you know, what's the history? History with two S's is his story, and the winners write the books, and the winners write the poems and songs. And now they got the core teaching where the government controls everything we read.
Yep. The history that we've been taught in the public school system is full of lies, half-truths, and distortions. Because winners of the war get to write the version of the history that fits them and makes them look good. That's just the way, sadly, it is. Right. So you got to look deeper.
Yeah. I wasn't until college that my history teacher wrote the word history up on the board and then put two S's and then slashed a line between the two S's.
Yep.
And it was like wild and clear, like his story. And TV is television, which is tell-a-vision.
Right.
So the falseness is right in front of our eyes. We just got to look at the words.
Right.
All right. I'm just sitting there because here I remember I was 18 years old going to get my first taxes, and I was doing it the last minute. And I got my picture of the paper for being a college student waiting for the last minute to do her taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking if this is something we're supposed to be doing, it should be taught in school.
Yep, I agree. I agree. So, Debbie, what's on your mind? Any questions you have of me?
Well, yes. So, if someone's, like, so I turned 65. I got my chart, took my retirement early because my mother has dementia, and I got to take care of her. So now I'm getting paid. My mom's paying for me. Well, I'm not sure, paying me to take care of her, but still, again, this I don't have to pay taxes. So what I did is I stopped paying the taxes based on the training I've got, but I'm still fine.
Why wouldn't you be fine? What's wrong with what you're doing?
Okay. Yeah, because I think my mom has to claim me as that she's paying me to take care of her, and she still pays. She still files the taxes.
I'm not sure what you're trying to accomplish. I don't play the filing game. Games playing with filings, I'm not the expert on that, honestly. You know?
Okay.
It's ridiculous what they got in the system where they rob you, they make you poor, you cannot save, your mom cannot save for retirement. And now they say, oh, to keep you in the system, guess what? If you are the official caretaker of your own mom and dad, we'll pay you some of the money that we robbed you. Jeez, just don't rob me and my mom and dad in the first place. And we'll take care of our parents, fine. We don't need your little cheese you want to throw at us. Okay?
Okay. Because we earn the money, we pay taxes on it. Then they put it in Social Security, we pull it out, they tax on it. Then we use this, buy something on it, then they tax at it. And then we got to file IRS tax, the file taxes on it.
Yeah. I wouldn't play those games if I was.
Okay.
I just don't. I was just, you go take care of your mom, and pass out our brochures in front of the supermarket, you know, the Restore Freedom brochures. Okay. There's somebody out there with some brain, eyes to see, ears to hear, and an open mind to absorb and think for themselves independently. They're out there. A lot of people are sheep, closed minds. They don't want to hear it. Fine. Let them be mired in slavery and darkness. You cannot help those people.
Okay.
All you can do, but there's people out there like you who are interested in the truth. Go reach out and touch someone.
All right. And then how do I get those? Just send to your website to get those pamphlets?
Call us, 813-444-4800. The number's on our website, too. We send them to you as many as you want, 813-444-4800. We got, by the way, two versions, two different covers. Okay? One is more patriotic-oriented.
Okay.
One is more focused on money-oriented, the cover. The inside and the back are exactly the same. Just a little cover. We got a handsome couple in this one, you know what I'm saying? The other one's focused on freedom. We'll send them out to you guys and go out there, have fun, educating and empowering people to live free.
All right. Well, thank you. I was just concerned that my mother was filing my Social Security with IRS telling them that she's paying me to take care of her, but I'm not filing, saying that I'm earning the income. So, okay.
Just love your mom and take care of her. Just focus on that. Don't worry about all these games, okay? If you want to make money, don't worry about the government money. You are so much more powerful. If you go out there and reach people, you'd be surprised. Let me tell you something. At the Patrick Bet David event, I had several people with me, okay, to talk to people. I reached out to more people than all of them combined, okay? Because I have a passion for freedom, really deep passion, and I love to go talk to people, okay? So if you love to talk to people, especially when you're an extrovert, it's a lot easier than introverts, just go out and reach out to people and have fun doing it. You know, it's not something all of you can do or are interested in doing. I realize that. It doesn't go with everybody's personality, but you know, just give it a try, and you may actually like it. You know, when you hear somebody interested, excited, you'll be happy, and you can follow up with them, educate them, hold their hands to truth and freedom, and follow up with them. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
My pleasure,
bye-bye.
Debbie. All right, we may be done unless there's some questions online, guys. You can put on the screen. I'm going to allow people to call one more time. The call number, if you have questions, folks, it's open right now to call in and get your questions answered. The number to call is area code 424. What's the number there? The caller number, guys? Let's put it on the screen. People have questions. The number to call is 424-552-1299. And then press 1 on your telephone keypad. 424-552-1299. And press 1.
What do you want?
And I will take your question next, okay? Let's see. Anybody online with a question until somebody calls in? Let's see who we got. No? Well, let's see. Somebody says, I emailed Charlie Kirk a few months ago. Why? I just got covered up. Why does he not support Article 1, Section 9 of Constitution? Representative and direct taxes shall be apportioned. No comment back. Well, I don't know. I cannot speak for the man. What happened? You know. But I imagine he gets a lot of emails and he does not get to answer them himself. I mean, you email Freedom Law School, it will not come to me. Even me. Some of the people have filtered it, and if they cannot answer it properly, then they'll ask me. And I'm sure I have a smaller organization than he had. So I don't know why he didn't answer you about that, okay? All right, let's see. No more. We had another caller question on their screen. Let's see. How about if you win the lottery, do you owe no gambling taxes? Also apply only to Washington, D.C. So do corporate taxes. So do estate plan, estate taxes. And let's see. So do gun manufacturing taxes. They do not apply to people of the 50 states. And FICA, the Social Security tax out of your paycheck or self-employment tax, applies to certain activities of certain people in 4 U.S. island territories of Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands, and American Samoa, not the people of the 50 states. We've been enslaved without realizing it. People, keep your money. Inflation is hurting you. Cost of eggs, food is up. People are in debt. Why are you paying income tax to swamp? Well, you don't have to. Take your support away from the crooks, from the wars, from the corruption out there. You believe in this stuff? You support this stuff? Of course you don't. Take it away. And tell other Americans who are looking for a way to participate in restoring freedom in America, who need financial assistance that they can assist themselves, but are not giving their hard-earned money to the IRS, by going to our website, freedomlawschool.org, and there they can stop income tax withholding from the paycheck under freedomlawschool.org. Go on the right, on the top, set area, and on the right, go to third item, free yourself from tax withholding. Okay? And there, it's easy. Stop them stealing your money. Okay? And if you're a business owner and they put a contractor, you're double dumb if you pay income tax. Sending quarterly estimated payments to the IRS. Why? Because, my accountant, my CPA, my tax attorney said if I don't, I'll go to prison. You know, these tax protesters go to prison if you don't file. Well, tell that accountant. Tell that CPA or tax attorney you're giving money. They're not going to pay him on. The president of Freedom Law School has openly not filed and paid income tax for over 30 years. IRS knows him. They never attempted to indict him, to put him in jail, never went to prison. How come? If there's a guy the IRS wants to get put in jail, it's Paymon of Freedom Law School. Openly been doing it for over 30 years, teaching people. If they cannot get him, and he's a big fish, in comparison, they're not interested in me and his 80-plus million non-filers, according to IRS's own best numbers. So, is there 80 million people in prison for not paying income tax because they didn't file with the IRS? Is there 80 million Americans whose paycheck bank account at home is being taken by the IRS Because they did not file and pay federal income taxes? Of course not, folks. I came from Iran, where we had no freedoms there, to land of the free, home of the brave. And I found out they deceived us to become slaves, to be chickens, to be afraid. No! Don't be afraid. Be like America's founding fathers. Okay? Those people paid a heck of a price for freedom. They put their lives, their fortune, their sacred honor on the line. How about you? Do you have to do that? No, you don't. All you have to do is follow the law, follow the 7 steps on our website, freedomlawsky.org. And if you want to be 100% protected, do what they did. Join hands with each other. Freedom Law School is just a tool for you all to be able to reach each other and join hands together. That's all I am. That's what Freedom Law School does. By doing that, now you have the numbers on your side. You can restore freedom in America. And each of you have safety and peace of mind that you want as well. So with that, everybody, remember, I love for every one of you to be free and prosperous and have more joy and time and happiness on with you and your family that you love. But I cannot do it for you. You have to choose freedom. You have to choose to make some time as you drive around, put up 7 steps to be free of the IRS. Listen to them as you drive to and from work and errands. When you eat lunch or dinner, put it up again on your computer or cell phone. This time watch and listen, and you see, oh yeah, this is easy all my life. I've been looking for to be free. Now I found it. Can you be free? And remember, love other people. Text them our website, okay? Text them our videos. On social media, put our stuff out there. Videos and tech and our website. And together, folks, we can have you live free. As Americans, we can get together and be free once again. Thank you for being with me. Oh, got a question now? Okay. Got a question. What if you filed and got audited and owe over $15,000 due to children's father claiming CTC after it was claimed already? It has been 3 years since taxes were filed since this issue. I think CTC stands for that's the tax return of I know what you're talking about. I'm not sure about your question. Honestly, for this, you may need a private one-on-one detailed consultation to get more details of what's going on, what happened, and how and why. I cannot give you an answer with any confidence. Sorry about that. I wish I could do that to you. Free and Truth 24. Okay? Okay, you got another question there on texting? Okay, what's the question there, guys? You guys want to help him find that good question you want to address? Which one? No more? Okay. All right, guys. Very good. I love you all. I'll be back with you next week.